back to Adam and Griff's retirement podcast plan.
Woo! Goddamn.
Goddamn. Good to be back.
The return is upon us.
Yeah. Look, we're mobile again, so if you hear a cord scraping or whatever.
Just go with it.
Yeah, look.
Just go with it.
I don't know how to edit still. Got a cat. He's going to be a little bastard.
Yeah, I said it's about time Adam got some pussy. Hey! Already, right off the bat.
Right off the bat. All right.
So what's up, Adam? What's new, buddy?
Well, I got a Macho Man Randy Savage Slim Jim holder.
Hell yeah.
I purchased it indirectly. And now the gas station that I bought it from wants it back.
Now, this gas station we speak of,
sure. Here,
would you say they're a moral, good, upstanding gas station?
No, actually, I think they touch kids.
I think they might be touching kids.
Too bad we'll never mention this gas station's name.
I have no idea what this gas station is.
If we do say the name, I will have to go and post and bleep it out. It will never be mentioned.
Never be mentioned. The gas station that shall not
be named. What'd you say?
I said the gas station that shall not be named.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Did you think I said it?
Yeah, I thought you said it. All right. whatever. If you want this back, I'll go to fucking court.
Hell yeah.
I'm unemployed. What the fuck else am I going to do? Sue me.
This is the hill you die on.
This is the hill I die on. You know, I let a lot of things slide. I'm a pretty chill guy, but this?
Pretty nice guy.
This is it! This is as far as I go. This is as far as I go. That is my greatest possession I've ever got. And sure, I could just buy it online again for $80.
But that's gay.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't have earned that.
Right.
I found this, and I got it.
It's
got
captivating.
It's first come, first serve.
We'll post a picture of it on our Instagram.
Well, yeah, I'll post it when it comes out. I'll post it when it comes out. I'll do the little shrine too.
Yeah, I feel like do you know how like Mexican grandmas put the Mary shrine on the front lawn?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm definitely getting that vibe, dude. It's a Mexican grandma shrine.
I have a Randy Savage candle coming in.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. So, you think boob guys are coming back?
For sure, dude. Boob guys are coming back in a big way.
And do you think that uptick has a relation to any neo-Nazi implications in America?
It very well could.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if you're more left, you're more of an ass guy. Yeah. But if you're more right, you're more of a boobs guy.
Right.
And I think the silent majority of oppressed white males.
Yeah, dude. Dude, we're yearning for the boob.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a white Mexican, but I have certain insights into the white community, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, boob guys are coming back. Our voices haven't been heard for far too long.
Yeah, and I think that is why there were so many hate crimes going on in America today.
For sure.
This is too serious of a topic for us to cover.
Yeah, so many backward swastikas spray painted on synagogues.
with the caption of Hortler.
Hortler. Hurl Hortler. Yeah, dude. We got to protect the gogs, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn captivated by the Macho Man.
He's
got his arms crossed.
He's striking such a strong pose. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, dude. Like, I feel a presence.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, the one Portuguese lady with the thing.
No.
You know what I'm like, the apparition of like Jesus or something. Anyways, moving on.
All right.
We'll come back to that. I'll think of. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it in the last 10 minutes of the show. But yeah,
we need a producer.
Do we need a
Jamie, dude?
Yeah, I mean,
Jamie, pull up that Portuguese bitch. What done saw God?
We had Angel. We would have had Angel, but he's in Maryland camping.
Is he?
Yeah, anarcho-primitivism.
Hell yeah.
That's what he's going after right now. So the other week I made a connection. You know how we're both on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So at my school, all right, you don't laugh. Let me finish this.
Okay. All right,
at my school, there was a thing called Special Olympics. right? Students could volunteer to help out with Special Olympics, right?
Right.
So
being the good-hearted man you are,
I did not.
Oh.
No, but who else but, you know, the most popular girls in school, the hottest girls, go out there, prove that they're not just shallow images of human beings.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like when they dance with the fucking fat idiot at prom.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's exactly that. Yeah. They're virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I never got enrolled in Special Olympics, and I never, you know, did any Special
I mean, just
Olympics.
Looking at you, I'd say you were eligible.
Yeah, thanks. And that's my point, you know? If I was slightly more autistic, right, yeah. I could be taking pictures with hot girls, all right? But if I was slightly less autistic, if I was, like, a lot less autistic, I could be, you know,
unironically taking pictures with hot girls.
Yeah, with hot girls who would, you know, want to take a picture with me, right? but I'm in the sweet middle state where I
where you're just doing a podcast with a 25-year-old alcoholic.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to a girl since I graduated high school.
Yeah,
that's great. That's awesome. You know, like I'm a.
It's what it is.
You know? I'm really living right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So
So anyways, these Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Keeping us on topic here, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. You know, like if I was more autistic, I'd be there.
Right.
I'd be, you know, I'd grab her ass. I'd go.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. Dude.
But like,
smack her with your big old retard dick.
Yeah. Just accidentally kill a puppy.
For sure.
Or
dude.
Something, and then be shot in the head.
Just, yeah. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, but like,
goddamn, what a life.
Lenny from Of Mice and Men legitimately lived the life that I want to live.
Dude, not a care in the world.
No. All he did was kill a woman and then kill a bunch of baby animals. And then he was like, ooh.
But he also got to pet them all first, which is, I want to pet some fucking rabbits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why can't I pet a rabbit?
I don't know. God didn't let us have fucking rabbits.
I'm fucking pissed, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of crushing the heads of little animals.
Yeah.
Got my cat.
Yeah. About time you got some pussy.
Yeah, thanks. You already made that joke.
Shit.
You want me to cut it out from the beginning?
No, dude. The audience is dumb as shit. They don't even fucking remember it.
We are the audience. This is it. We are the only people that we're making this podcast for.
For sure.
Yeah. We'll just forget about it by the time we said it again. Yeah, no. Yeah. My cat, he's, crazy. He just got neutered.
Sad, dude.
Yeah.
Now, they cut off both balls whenever they neuter, right?
They use lasers now.
No shit.
Yeah, so
that's
they just
badass.
Like, it's just like, they don't cut off the balls. He's still got a fat sack, but like.
Nice.
But he can't, you know, bust any nuts. Mm. You cut it right off, snip it off. It's like a vasectomy, but for cats. He's got a tattoo now. Pretty fucking sick.
He has a tattoo?
Yeah, he's got a tattoo.
I didn't know cats could get tattoos, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ink on skin. Yeah, but it's a tattoo.
It's a swastika.
Yeah. That's ironic because he's a black cat. I didn't think they could be neo-Nazis.
Louis Farrakhan? Come on now. I just want to give a quick shout out to Minister Farrakhan.
This is absolutely unintelligible.
Peace be with you, brother. Nobody's going to know what we're talking about.
No.
I'm talking about obscure Islamic fucking...
Yeah?
Whatever Farrakhan is. Shout out, Farrakhan.
Yeah. So with my unemployed time, you know, I've been laid off. I've been getting paid by the government because hate those...
Fuck them.
I fucking hate
those gotta
bleed
suits. The system. You gotta bleed the system, dude.
We gotta drain the swamp. Yeah. And that's it. We're demonetized. Yeah, but I've been playing a lot.
One ad.
Yeah.
The one ad we had on the first episode. Yeah.
I got 20 cents from it, maybe. I think I got a cent for every second view.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I think we made 20 cents. You need 50 cents to cash out. Mm. And then it's
we'll get there, bro.
It's a 50 cent a fucking fee.
We'll get there. We're climbing that mountain slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. Cometown didn't blow up until they're
Cometown wasn't built in a day, as the saying goes.
They didn't get popular until their 8,000th episode.
Yeah.
And then at that point, they just restarted.
Yeah, they just stopped caring.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Nick saying the M-word and stopped laughing.
Should we get a fat guy?
Dude, we really do need a fat guy.
He's, like, unfunny, but laughs at everything.
We do. We need a fat guy.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, we could get Caleb. He's not really fat, but he's a guy, you know?
He could laugh at all their jokes.
Yeah. We could call him fat just for no reason. Yeah. What's up, fat fuck?
Yeah. It'd give off the illusion.
Yeah.
So they go back and listen to this.
That's what it's all about. It's all smoke and mirrors. You know?
This entire thing. This is...
You think we're in a basement right now, but we're actually in a skyscraper owned by Elon Musk.
Yeah. And you think this is actually two people, but this is just one person changing his voice.
This is just one person. Yeah. And you're asking, how do you interrupt? How does it overlap? Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's just editing tricks.
It's just editing tricks.
Yeah, I don't know. So, with all my unemployed time, I've been playing a lot of VR. I think I've racked up about 400 hours.
It's a lot.
Since March.
Yeah.
So I'm really living.
How's the VR porn coming along?
I honestly, God, don't watch VR porn.
Yeah, sure you don't.
I don't.
Sure. But if you had to guess, you know, give it a guesstimation.
Yeah, how's it coming along? My guesstimation is I have to pay like $80 to get any amount of VR porn.
So really?
I don't get it.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
I'd rather pay $80 to a hooker and have a real sex.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. It's whatever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, 400 hours in since like March. Playing a lot of games, kind of losing my attachment to reality.
As you do.
Yeah. I've also been doing a lot of drugs.
Nice.
I did shrooms for the first
time. Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Really fucking nice. I did about a gram and a half.
Based.
About two and a half fucking heads.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was this?
Oh, God. Fuck, what's today? I don't know. You gotta ask Angel. It was like 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It was an experience.
They're fucking amazing, aren't they?
They really are.
Dude, everybody needs to do mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
I like 100%. To do either mushrooms or acid, like, at a few intervals throughout the year, because it's like it fucking unclogs all the pipes in my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. But all our audience listeners, go do psychedelics right now.
Yeah, I mean.
Please do.
It was, like, the first time in a year and a half where I was legitimately horny.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, shut off that part of my brain and, like, it's such a crazy experience. I mean, I've heard bad things about acid. You know, you can have a bad trip.
But I don't necessarily think. I mean, I never have. I've done it like probably 15 or 20 times.
Yeah. But like if you continuously do it like multiple times a month, you can.
Oh, for sure.
Or even just for your first time. Yeah. Acid can really fuck you up because it's a man-made substance. I'm stealing that directly from Angel. He cannot call me out for this. I don't think he listens to our podcast.
No,
but,
he definitely doesn't.
No.
Fuck you, Angel.
Fuck you, Angel.
Fucking bitch.
But acid and LSD is man-made substances. Mm. But mushrooms, you know, they just fucking grow from the ground and you just get your ass off.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
It was so crazy.
I mean, my aunt, shout out my aunt Carla. She's like schizo. But she fucking she like rode around with the Grateful Dead. Like followed them torn. And she said she was doubling up her hit of acid every day. Cause like you can't do acid one day and then take the same amount the next day. You gotta double it in order for it to happen. So she said I started out on like 5 tabs.
That's fucked up. Already fucked up.
Started out off 5, and she said we followed for like 25 days. She said by the end of it, she said I ate like 150 tabs.
Just in one day?
In one day.
That's fucked up.
She was like, I was not the same after that.
Yeah, no.
I was like, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I want to do mushrooms again, but I'll probably wait another month or so.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to do mushrooms together.
Yeah. I think, Griffin, no offense, but I think that's one of the worst experiences that I can think of.
No, dude, I'm good on mushrooms. What are you talking about, dude? I'm chill. I'm a chill guy. I'm totally not going to, like, climb trees and throw rocks at shit.
No, I was off my ass.
Dude, mushrooms are fun. Dude, whenever I did mushrooms, me and my buddy Ian, we went up in the woods. Not Ian, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But and dude, I ate like 2 grams on an empty stomach and drank some lemon juice.
Yeah.
To like get it kicked in. And we had a fire going with death metal blasting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who the fuck it was. It was like Cannibal Corpse or something like that. And dude, I know, right? This was a weird night, doggy. Yeah. And dude, I remember climbing to the top of a fucking tree and him being like, dude, get the fuck down right now. And like, the next day I looked up at that tree and I was like, that's way higher than I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was just fucking moving. I tried to stay inside because I heard, like, you know, you go outside, you start seeing people around, you know, like people, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sure. This fucking helps. Doing the little quote.
Doing the quotes on a fucking audio, on an audio medium.
Yeah. quote unquote people. Just like walking around, you get fucking super, super annoyed.
Yeah.
Just about everything. And so I mainly stayed inside. I saw a bunch of fucking eyes.
Yeah.
And I realized how much I hated having like a fucking mortal body.
It's gay, dude.
You know? Like I could just take my brain out. Take the soul out of my fucking brain.
Dude, that's the Gnostic pill right there, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck this gay ass earth. Dude, yeah. I'm a spiritual being.
Yeah, it was so fucking sick.
Dude, Gnosticism is such a badass thing because it's like, fuck this gay ass earth and this gay ass body.
Yeah.
Fuck the gay ass, like, low god that put me here.
Yeah.
It's basically, nah, the god you guys think is God, he's not God, dude. He's a little bitch. There's a guy above him so much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking tight, dude.
I might have to read up about that. But I also did
Christian mysticism. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. The guy who,
this is a Christian mysticism podcast, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you know, Gnostic shit.
I don't think a lot of people know what that means.
Figure it out.
Yeah, anyway, I might have to read up about that. guy who gave us the mushrooms, he was like, how the fuck did you guys like stay awake and rowdy for so long? Because yeah, because my friend, I'm not going to name any names other than Angel, but it was an Angel. He fucking just like laid back in a recliner chair and was there for 6 hours, just staring at the ceiling.
Really?
Eyes open, listening to Mastodon and Tool.
Nice.
Mastodon is so fucking good.
Dude, I love
Mastodon.
By the
way, I didn't even realize how good they were.
Dude, Steam Breather.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a song by Mastodon.
Yeah.
Steam Breather. Whoo.
I think we listened to like Quintessence or whatever that is. That's a fucking great song.
It is.
Blood
and Thunder.
Yeah, I think we listened to that too. We listened to a bunch of fucking Tool too.
Yeah.
A bunch of Tool. An dude, ungodly
Tool is,
amount of
Tool. Tool is great psychedelic music.
Yeah, I mean, because they wrote it
on
fucking psychs. They were just off their ass. Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever try DMT though.
I want to try DMT. I've heard like purely good things about it, mainly from the Joe Rogan podcast and the guy who gave us shrooms, but like, it's like, it's not potent, but it's fucking, it's noise.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it though. So, yeah. Heard some good things about salvia too. It's like a 15.
I did salvia. Salvia's fucking, it's weird though.
Yeah, I do want to try it. Angel was talking about it. He said it was like a 15-minute trip, but it feels like hours.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be nice. Just to like, at 10 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, dude. I felt like, whenever I did it, I felt like my body was like made of like fucking worms.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
No.
I think worms are cute.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was okay. I mean, I would do it again just to get high, you know.
Yeah, no, I do want to try it. Just, like, smoke it at 10, wake up at, like, snap out of it at, like, 10:30 and just go to sleep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
K2 was fun whenever it was out.
K2? What K2. The hell is that?
It's like synthetic weed.
That's fucked up. Oh, my God. I knew
there was just one time, like,
I knew someone, one of my brother's friends fucking died off of that.
Yeah, I probably should have died off of the amounts I was smoking.
Yeah.
There's this kind called Ultra Cloud 10. Dude, you could literally take just like a small pinch of like three little like pieces of this like leaf, sprinkle it in there, and like take one or two hits off of it, and you would be fried out of your mind for like 4 hours.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Like visuals and everything. It's like, what the fuck was in that, dude?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, isn't it fucking weed laced with just anything they could get their hands on?
Well, I looked into it, and it was like all shit made in China and like Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of China and Bangladesh, tried some opioids.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Did some perks.
Perks are fun.
Yeah, I liked them.
Shout out Percocet.
Yeah, did like a fucking either quarter or a half tab. A little pill.
Yeah. Perk 5?
I don't know.
Perk 10?
I
think it was... I think I remember telling you about that. I think it was a Perk 5.
Perk 5. All right, yeah. That sounds good enough. Yeah. But that was an experience.
Yeah,
I didn't see any visuals, but I was...
Well, yeah. You won't see visuals off of something like that,
yeah.
But, you know.
But I did like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Fun little time.
Let me get my notes here. I've been saving this up since our last podcast.
I would do ayahuasca.
No idea. That just sounds like a city.
Sounds like a city of fucking Guatemala.
Yeah, I was thinking Canada. Like, where are you from, bud?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm from a fair ayahuasca. Eh?
Yeah. Must be in Quebec.
No, it's like this crazy drug that like the Incas used to do that'll make you like trip balls for like 28 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff. And you like see like the spirit of the jaguar and shit like that.
That's pretty sick.
It's badass.
But it does happen to say that we've been talking about drugs for the past like 15 minutes.
Hell yeah.
So
based.
Let's move it on. Let's move
on.
Moving on. Okay, there's something in my notes. Yeah, Boomer Philly QAnon Griff.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, alright, so Adam, you're familiar with QAnon.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm gonna catch the listeners up on real.
Are you sure you don't just want to talk about QAnon?
I kind of do because it's my favorite thing to make fun of.
It really is. It's so easy.
It's such a dumb fucking okay. So alright, QAnon is the belief. Now it's from these leaks within the government that Donald Trump is secretly fighting a war to arrest all the, you know, pedophiles and human traffickers which are in the government, which is real. There are, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most, like... let's just be frank. Satanic pedophiles, like, control the world.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Trump is one of them.
I don't even think he's one of them, but I think he's kind of, like...
For them?
Not even necessarily for them. He's just kind of like, oh, yeah... Yeah, that's Jimmy fucks kids, worships the devil. Hey, none of my business. You know, just he's one of those type of guys.
Because he's a billionaire.
He's
at a billionaire.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So, tell me
about it. So, Q is the belief that Trump's fighting the secret war to arrest all these fucking pedophiles, which do run the government. That part is true. It takes a grain of truth.
100%.
You know, we see it with Epstein, Maxwell. I don't know when this podcast is going to come out, but
RIP,
I'm going to go
RIP fucking Ghislaine Maxwell.
RIP Ghislaine Maxwell.
It's probably going on Friday the 17th
okay.
July.
RIP Ghislaine Maxwell.
Rest in peace. I can't believe she killed herself.
So sad.
Two
shots in the back of the head.
Yeah. I don't know.
So sad.
It really is. What a
philanthropist, you know?
Yeah, another young life gone.
Another young life gone.
She had so much to work for.
Such a friend of the Jewish people.
Yeah, and and she ended it all in her jail cell on suicide watch without any clothes or access to guns.
Tragic. So anyways, QAnon. There's a belief that all this has happened, you know, Trump's going to take them all down, stuff like that. Obvious bullshit. They said Jeff Sessions was going to do it. That motherfucker's in bumfuck Alabama somewhere right now. He's not even the attorney general anymore. But they also believe that while this whole lockdown shit was going on, that's whenever, you know, Trump daddy was going to make his move and round up all the kitty fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. That hasn't happened.
Yeah, now, what is it, 4 months in?
Yeah. Now, like a month ago... I'm working at a gas station, you know, totally unrelated to the one we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of gas stations in PA.
Yeah.
A lot of brands.
And this, I'm going to say he's like 55-year-old dude wearing a Philadelphia Eagles, like, windbreaker with, like, long hair comes up. He's like, yeah, what's up, man? I'm like... Hey, how you doing?
Gotta do the Philly accent. Gotta throw it
in
there.
Yeah, bro. And so he was like, yeah, so what do you think about all this going on? I was like, yeah, man, crazy. You know, fucking just working my gay-ass job. Fuck. And he was like, dude, I'm telling you right now, things is going to be changing, okay? I was like, what do you mean? You know, this person's obviously a crazy person.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna see what this guy's got,
yeah,
got on
know.
The table, you know? So he's like, dude, I'm telling you, Trump is taking him down right now. Right now. I was like, really? With all this COVID stuff? He's like, bro, it's all a ploy. He's bringing down the deep state. I was like, so just the Marlboro Reds. Behind you, a line is forming behind me. He's like, always is being used as a cover to take down a deep state, take down the pedos. It's coming down the pike, brother. I was like, cool, dude.
Yeah, there's a quote out there. It goes, shout out John Mulaney. He goes, crazy, what the things that crazy people say mean nothing to them, but everything to me.
Yes.
I don't know. It's fucking insane. You know?
And I've seen that guy since then, and he always like points and gives me a thumbs up.
Yeah. You know, shout out. You guys are in the Brotherhood.
Yeah, dude, we're in the Brotherhood. We're taking down the pedos. So yeah, occasionally I see this fucking crazy boomer with a dumb Philly accent, and I get a thumbs up and a point, you know?
Yeah.
Which, hey, I don't mind.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy boomer, I've been doing magic tricks lately.
Mm.
No. I'm not going to show you any because this is an audio medium, but it gave me a really good idea. I feel like we should do a magic trick podcast.
That's already been done.
No. By whom?
Luis J. Gomez.
Shut the fuck up.
Literally did a magic trick podcast.
God damn it. I thought I was so smart. Like all, like, all you heard was the guy talking and then cards shuffling. And then and then just the audience clapping going, oh, no shit. Was this your card? And then everyone starts clapping.
Yeah.
Entirely staged.
No, we could do it, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Fuck it, dude. We'll do it.
Yeah, look.
Fuck it.
Hold on. I want to, look, let's do a fucking magic trick right now.
Okay.
All right. Put the mic down.
Okay.
Hand out cards.
Do you want me to put my mic down?
No.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So I got a two right here, right? Two diamonds. Fuck.
Two of diamonds.
Two diamonds, right?
Yeah.
Or is it a fucking... Whatever card this is, just kidding.
Wow. Wow. Dude, you guys don't even know. This is so cool.
Let me do it again. Look, we just fucking nailed that one.
Nailed it, dude. Knocked it out of the fucking park.
And that's the craziest thing about a fucking magic trick podcast. I could be lying.
You could be lying.
But I'm not.
But would I? No. Whoa. Okay, that's pretty tight.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Kind of do it during poker, you know. Ooh. Ooh. I had a red queen. Too bad you guys didn't. Oh, fuck. Hold on. Oh, too bad you guys didn't. Fuck off.
That is pretty tight, though.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll give you that. Like, unironically, I enjoy a magic show.
Right?
I've been
watching nothing but fucking magic guys.
On Shout out my YouTube. Boy Copperfield.
Yeah, David Copperfield. Why didn't he... He can make tall buildings disappear.
Yeah. Didn't he get Me Too'd?
I don't know, probably.
I think he did.
Hold on, let me do my joke. Why can't he make the Twin Towers reappear?
Damn. Moment of silence. Moment of silence. That fateful day. You know, America was never stronger than September 12th.
America was never more Islamophobic.
Don't you? I always thought that was weird whenever people say that. It was like, September 12th, wasn't white, wasn't black, we were just all Americans.
Except for those Browns.
Except for those Browns. Yeah, I always thought like, okay, it was like, I'm thinking like, that's kind of fucked up that, I don't know, you've heard people say that, and I always think like, that's a weird takeaway from all this.
Didn't you personally do like a Kristallnacht on falafel shops?
It's
like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. That always struck me as weird whenever people said that. I'm just like, well, yeah, but...
You guys still absurdly hated everyone who wore a turban.
It's like, yeah, but however... Yeah. Always struck me as a very weird take on, like, terrorism.
Weren't you...
Which wasn't even terrorism. Let's get to the bottom of it. We're calling out right now. You heard it here first. 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, deadass. Unironically.
Unironically.
Yeah. Well, except if there's any hot Jewish listeners.
Yeah.
I
mean...
Girls, primarily.
I mean, I'm a married man.
You got a ring on that finger?
Nah.
Take it off just for the podcast.
Just for the podcast?
Yeah. Gotta look like I'm single to the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, dude, I will take money directly from the Israeli government.
Though. Look, if there's any Mossad agents out there.
Dude, hit me up.
Like, 9/11 was done by those goddamn terrorists in Al-Qaeda.
Which, we're just going to ignore the fact that they were Sunni and blame Iran.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm just saying, Rambo said it best. This film is dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters.
Hell yeah, dude. Shout out Sly Stallone. You know what's funny?
Huh.
And I can't remember who said this before, but it's definitely not an original thought. Okay?
Yeah.
But, like, if Sylvester Stallone would have died in 1981, we would look at him like an artist instead of just like a damn Rambo, I'm 75 years old. You know, we wouldn't look at him as just like a retard on steroids who's 80. Just think, he did Rambo, which was like looking at the other aspect of the Vietnam War and veterans, and he did Rocky One.
Yeah.
Both great movies.
Powerful, powerful movies.
If he would have died right after that, we would look at him like, wow, what could have been?
Yeah, he was such... Yeah, sure, he looked rough from the outside, but he portrayed these characters with such passion.
Yeah.
And then go to Rocky 8000. <Right. laughs> Just 80 years old.
Yeah, where he's fighting a fucking, like... artificial intelligence.
Yeah. He's just in a wheelchair.
There was a new Rambo that came out in 2019.
Why?
I don't know.
I you know, no offense to our Vietnam veterans.
And no offense.
Like, I feel like it's been covered. You know,
it's the hottest take of the scenery.
But no. I feel like there's been, you know, the Five Bloods came out. What a great film.
Great.
Cannot for the life of me remember it. Spike Lee. He is either hit or miss, but it always talks about the black American, you know, turmoil.
Yeah.
Just existing as a black person in America and how dog shit that is.
Right.
But The Five Bloods came out, and that was really like the last side of the die.
Yeah.
You know? It's old black Vietnam veterans going back to face their fears in the past. And I feel like that's the last hot take that you can make about the Vietnam War ever.
Yeah. Casualties of War was a good movie, too.
That was. Fucking Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket.
That's a great
episode. No, the fucking... One of my favorite scenes is... alright, you've seen Casualties of War.
Seen clips.
Okay. Is whenever Bunny, the dude, that he's like, just do them all, man. Let's do the whole fucking village. And there's this woman, they shoot this kid, and this woman's like, don't drink how hot.
Yeah.
And he's like, you should kill him, man. That's how they laugh at you. That's how the gook laughs. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It did get rough over there. That was fucking,
that was wild.
Holy
dude.
Shit.
Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah, I mean.
It was wild shit.
Jesus Christ.
But no, okay. The Rambo that came out last year in the fucking trailer for it, they had Old Town Road. The song, I swear to God, dude.
That's not even fucking real. That's like an SNL parody.
I know. I swear to God. It's 80-year-old Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Like, it's a clip of all these, of like 10 dudes pointing guns at him, and he's just there by himself, and he was like, is that all you got? And then it goes in, gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
That sounds like a fucking bit. That's a bit. That is not a $60 million movie.
No, dude,
that is a bit.
I swear to God, dude.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's a fucking bit if I've ever heard it. I couldn't think of something that funny if I tried.
I don't.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Rambo remastered, you know?
Yeah.
God damn it. That's so dog shit.
That makes me wonder, is Sylvester Stallone just fucking with us at this point?
I feel like, I don't think he's intentionally fucking with us, but I definitely think he's doing a little bit of it for the bit. What was it? Rambo 2019.
Yeah.
2019. I'm going to look up.
It was either 2019 or 2018. Or no, it was 2019, because that's whenever that fucking dumb song came out.
Hey, yeah. Rambo, Last Blood.
Last Blood, that was it?
Yeah. It made $91.5
Jesus
million
Christ.
Dollars in the box office.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Budget of $50 million. I was pretty close.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Watch the trailer.
I don't know if I want to.
Watch the trailer.
Rambo 2019.
Watch the trailer.
This is dog shit.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying this is dog shit.
Broadcasting?
Yeah, podcasting. Yeah.
No. Look, I implore everybody.
Hold on. Legend comes home. No.
Yeah.
Just already hear the fucking bit. Watch people I've loved
die. So cringe.
You hearing this,
yeah? Yeah. All right. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury.
All these years I've kept my secrets.
It's so bad.
Still got a fucking 45 seconds of this.
Yeah.
This is. Oh. They will welcome death. Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all just fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, how do you realistically get out of that?
You just die. Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm watching. Watch a minute of that.
That.
Wow.
That
powerful stuff.
That sends a chill up my spine. Whenever I think some dudes in the editing room, like, okay, that shot, Old Town Road, sync it up. And they're just getting paid like six figures.
Yeah. You guys, make this work.
Yeah.
They just went on fucking Twitter. Twitter. Whatever, I should just end a bit there.
You said Twinder.
Yeah, I was thinking about Tinder. I was thinking about fucking...
my pussy. Yeah.
That's good. Great podcasting.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, wait, hold on. Before I continue with the bit, I want to formally apologize for the entirety of episode 4.
Yeah, we'll issue an apology there, and I will issue an apology right now preemptively for using a slur for Asians. But I was quoting a movie, okay? And I think that gives me a pass.
Wow. Yeah, they just went on Twitter and was like, boys at the executive office were like, oh, this song's training, whatever, put it on, it's fucking country, good enough, whatever. Yeah. Rambo would listen to this.
Rambo would 100% listen to this.
Yeah, he'd listen to it, find out Lil Nas X was gay, and was like,
eesh. He'd be like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
It's got my boy Billy Ray on there, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Billy Ray Cyrus.
Honestly, wish we could get him on the cast.
Dude, we probably could get Billy Ray Cyrus on the cast.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what the fuck is he doing right now? Coming on our podcast.
Somewhere having gay-ass hair.
I like his hair.
Do you really?
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I was going to end the cast if that was an ironic page. That would be the end of the cast right there.
Because I used to have long hair.
Yeah, same.
But it was curly.
We were both a couple of long-haired Larrys.
Yeah,
once upon a time.
We were fucking hippies, you know? Yeah. But
I wasn't a hippie. I was more of a Charlie Daniels long-haired country boy. So, you know,
yeah,
more less you know, peace and love. More Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird. It's just me, you know.
Is that on your fucking Match.com profile?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I got long hair, but I'm less of a peace and love. I'm more of a Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, more of a Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird. You know.
I just kind of hate the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. No offense, but the even though I may have long hair, I think the Grateful Dead's gay. Yeah, hot take.
Expecting
that, were you?
Yeah.
Dude, having long hair and thinking the Grateful Dead is gay is like being a black conservative.
Hot take. That's a fucking hot take alert. Jesus Christ.
That's the hottest of takes, dude.
Yeah, look, you fucking, hot take of the century.
Hot take of the century.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Why do you have two Rubik's Cubes?
This one's kind of a fucking, this one is like a pedestrian one, right? It's hard to turn and stuff. But this one, this is a speed cube. You can just fucking.
Speed cube?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bro, it's fucking, it's sick as hell. Hey, look, watch me do a trigger, right? You get right, this one right here.
Damn, dude. You're so badass.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So badass, dude.
Yeah, I use them to pick up girls.
I mean, I just heard. The house down the street, I just heard a woman's pussy get wet when
yeah.
he did that.
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy.
I heard it gushing.
It was honestly fucking insane. Hey, Griffin,
What's up?
We were in a skyrise apartment.
I meant from the next building. From the next building across Fifth Avenue?
Is that where we're
I don't know where skyscrapers are.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only been to New York a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Shout out New York, though.
Yeah, the Big Apple.
Yeah. Senator Cumho. I don't know.
Senator Gay-Ass Bitch.
You know what? Shout out fucking Senator Wolf.
Shout out Senator Wolf.
If he could just, like, legalize recreational weed.
Dude, weed fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Legalize meth, dude. Let's see what happens.
No. That's in the fucking bill. It's like,
yeah,
we're legalizing meth. I don't know.
Just to see what happens.
We haven't done any studies.
We haven't done anything. We'll figure it out. Just fucking, come on. Let's see what happens.
Hey, come on.
Come on.
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen? A couple explosions, murders.
Come on. God, say.
Meth is pretty cool, though.
I've never done meth. I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, that's wild, dude.
It's one of the drugs that I will not ever do.
Mm.
You know, heroin's up there, meth.
Mm. Yeah, dude. Meth will, like, even if it's just like a tiny bit, it's like, all right, I'm gonna be grinding my teeth and feeling like I need to jump out of my skin for 14 hours. It's too much, dude.
Yeah.
It's too much.
One thing I want to try. Okay. Hot take. I want to try fentanyl.
Yeah.
I mean,
that,
like,
fent, baby.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why all those people are
dying. There's got to be a reason.
You know?
It's so good, dude.
So I want to figure it out. Yeah. I want to figure that one out.
To our Chinese listeners, mail us fentanyl. That's where it's made at.
Huh?
China. China. China.
Unintelligible. All right. Yeah, fuck.
China.
Great.
Shout out fentanyl, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Xi Jinping,
yeah,
chairman of the CCP.
You know, I'm not a big fan of communism. I'm not a fucking tanky, but...
Nah, dude. Tanky's way cooler than whatever fucking gay-ass anarchist shit
I believe in?
Yeah.
There you go. I finished your fucking sentence. All right. I want to get dreadlocks.
That's maybe the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I feel like if I get the dreadlocks and do the magic trick podcast, fit the bill.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you think of him as a magician, like back in the day, you think of a dude with like a pointy mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you think of a fucking dopey white guy with dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I have fucking...
It's evolved, you know?
Yeah. All right. That's the end of my notes. And I think that's the end. No, just kidding. fuck. What have you been up to other than working? Getting your welding shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Looking to make that money.
Money. Yes. You know? Yeah, I'm going back to college here soon, near the end of August.
That's top.
Yeah.
That's top. Yeah.
Right.
Just working, drinking, you know.
Living the worst life you could ever
live. Living the absolute worst life.
What?
No, I was banging my girlfriend, and her dad heard us. He's, like, up from Florida visiting. So.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really neat. It's really,
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's really,
yeah,
cool. The fuck are you doing?
Smoking my cans. Dude, lube costs way too goddamn much.
Just use a pre lubricated condom.
Nah, dude, I don't use rubbers. It's not for any reason, dude. Just the moral. Just the morals of it. You want me to cover my penis in something?
Yeah.
No.
All right, whatever.
No,
that's
all me.
Just do more foreplay.
Oh, I do, dude. You ain't worried about that.
Why do you need lube?
For titty fucking.
I don't know. Just use fucking coconut oil. Or whatever the hell. Cocoa butter. That shit smells good, and it's fucking smooth.
I haven't thought about that.
Plus, her rack will be smooth as hell.
Yeah, dude.
Cocoa butter?
Woo. Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, no offense. No, not to be racist or anything, but the blacks have been hiding that from us.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they know all about moisturizing and shit like that.
Yeah.
My mom's walking around dry ass skin.
Yeah, I like, you can just fucking...
My pasty fucking...
You touch me and I just start cracking.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, I feel like I should moisturize more. You know, like...
Yeah.
Putting fucking Valvoline on your lips.
I mean, I think that kind of evens the score there. They got the lotions, you know, we got all the other stuff that's...
Yeah.
We'll call it even.
Yeah. Hold your mic closer to your face.
We'll call it even. No takesy-backsies.
Yeah. Look, as you know, if you guys just tell me how to use most of the moisturizer you guys use, you know, I'll forgive you guys for
We'll call it even.
Putting my grandfather through all that slavery stuff.
Dude, this podcast is going to get us.
This is
canceled.
It. Yeah. I hope no one ever finds this.
Dude, we both have very cancelable takes on this cast.
I'm sure most of the people listening know that that's a joke, but you
it's
can.
It's a joke.
You know, I pissed someone off on Twitter. That's why I'm not on fucking Twitter anymore. Yeah. I have the AAGRP Twitter, but that's the only account that I have. Mm. I deleted that shit.
I got kicked off because I sent a picture of Auschwitz to a rabbi. He was shooting his mouth off about something. Figured, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, put him in place.
Put him in place. Let him know, you know.
Figured out, yeah.
Figured out. I really did. I'm not even joking.
That's fucked up. I think you've told me about that before, and that's why I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was on Twitter for fucking, in like 2016, for a good couple of months, just fucking spewed my 15-year-old mouth all over the place.
Your edgy fucking...
Oh, bro. Hashtag, I love tacos. Like, shut the fuck up, kid.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
You don't even know what a Democrat is.
Yeah. You don't realize... You were yet to realize just how gay everything is.
Yeah, yeah. I was fucking straight edge back then. I was so
That's
cool.
So gay, dude.
I was so clean, bro. I did fucking drama club, and I'm fucking... I never talked to any girls, and then I just fucking... Just did bullshit on Twitter, and I was like, yeah. That's it.
Dude, you know, if you could have a time machine... If I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back and kill Hitler or go back and bet on the Super Bowl. I would go back and beat the shit out of you circa 2016.
I'd beat the shit out of myself circa 2014.
Yeah, I'd just go back and fuck you up, dude.
Yeah. Look, because if I got beat the shit out of... Like, I was so fucking... just like such a goddamn centrist
then.
I was
That's
like,
so horrible, dude.
Maybe we can figure out a reason between both sides.
Yeah.
You know? But like, I don't know. If I just got beat the shit out of by two fucking 18 and 25-year-old white guys respectively, I don't know. I think I'd be in a different... I don't know if I'd be podcasting right now. I think I'd be fucking railing some girl.
Dude, that might have been what you needed.
Yeah. Like, I've never... Well, you know... Other than times I was tired.
Intoxicated.
I've never gotten a good ass whooping. I've only been knocked out twice.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
I've been in some tough fucking fights. I got in a fight with this dude one time. My brother was drunk. Hey, ask me what my brother does.
What does your brother do?
Crystal meth. True story.
Is he listening to this?
No.
All right.
No, we don't talk.
Tell him to listen to this. Hit him up. Spark up the connection again.
Yeah.
You haven't talked
You're
to
cheating
him.
Cheating on him on a podcast.
Yeah. My fucking dumbass crystal meth.
Gay ass bitch ass
hey.
Brother.
Shout out.
Shout out Cody.
Yeah. But, Cody. You make fun of my dad for being named Kyle.
I know, dude. It's bad. No, we was at a party and he was trying fucking hitting on this girl and her boyfriend knocked him out.
Ah, same thing happened to me.
All right. So I'm like, all right, I don't want no problem with this. He started it, right?
Yeah.
My brother did, so I was like, let's get him out of here. I'm trying to like get him up, and this dude walks over and was like, that's what you fucking get. And I was like, you know, he was like, I'm gonna fucking piss on him. Like, he was about to piss on my knocked out brother, and I was like, come on, man, you know, we'll get him out of here. Don't worry about it.
That didn't happen to me.
And he was like, he's like, no, fuck you. And I said, no, fuck you. And then he hit me right in the face, hard as shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So he hits me. I go back. I fucking hit him a few times. He grabs a hold of me, more like kind of throwing some punches, like in the clinch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, he might be able to out-wrestle me. But I look over to my left, and there's a fire going. I was like, we're going into the fire, motherfucker. So I put my leg out, and I rolled us both into this fire. You know, sparks fly everywhere. We roll around. He fucking hits me like three or four more times. I end up getting him jabbed, like fouled against like a tree, to where like he was laying on his side and I was on top of him, and I just beat the shit out of this dude. He was like 40. I have no idea what he was doing at that party.
Yeah.
I also found out he had just got out of prison too, and had a gun like in his truck.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's...
he did like 10 years.
Yeah.
I beat the shit out of him too.
That's good. How old are you?
21.
Yeah, I was, I mean, I've only been knocked my shit out once, and, I was at a party. I was checking out a girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, boyfriend came over and he was like, "What are you looking at, man?" I was like, "What do you think I'm looking at?" Right? That's what I said in my head. Well, yeah. What actually came out was, "What do you think I?" And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Correlation does not mean causation, but I'm pretty sure I got punched.
If I had to guess, being a betting man, I would say that's what transpired that fateful night.
Yeah. You know, doing a hot take. Mm. Pretty sure I got my ass beat.
Yeah. Dude, I had one of the fucking coolest moments I've ever felt in my life. Okay, I was at a party. This is whenever I had my long hair.
Sure.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so
you
going to
start crying?
No, I burped a little bit. But so I was at a party, and I'm talking to these two girls, right? And this dude, I'm like 16. Yeah, I'm like 16 here. And this dude who was like, he had like graduated from high school already, and he was like, "Hey, what are you two girls doing talking to that long-haired faggot?" He said long-haired faggot. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad
don't condone the use of that word.
I'm glad you reconsidered saying it, but then eventually said it.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
So I turn around, and I've been drinking some old Jim Beam on this afternoon. And I turned around and said, "I hope you're talking to somebody else." He said, "Honestly, because if you're talking to me, I'm going to whoop your fucking ass." I'm already mad that I've been drinking fucking red whiskey. I'm, whoo, you know, I got that fire in my belly. He throws his head back and he was like, "Oh, really? You're going to whoop my fucking ass?" And as soon as he said that, I hit him right in the throat as hard as I could, right in the Adam's apple.
Dude, sucks.
He fucking dropped to the ground and I fucking uppercutted him and kicked him in the head like 20 times. I busted his head like, I fucked him up, dude. Yeah, I ended up banging one of those girls that night.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Man, I felt like a badass, too. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Worked out.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been going on for 52 minutes.
Damn, dude. It's been a good cast.
Yeah, I mean, we primarily talked about drugs and either beating up people or getting beat up. And also Rambo.
And Rambo, dude.
You know, just want to give a quick recap.
Sylvester Stallone, I know everybody in your life is just a yes man to you. But stop it, dude.
Yeah, stop making movies.
Stop making movies, dude. Just go be with your family.
Yeah, stop trying to be a badass on the fucking film.
You're a grandpa.
Yeah, you are legitimately old. I mean, no harm by this, because I know he can still just rip me to shreds.
For sure.
But like,
dude, go sit at the diner, play cards with your, you know, with your brother. Or whatever.
Yeah, just fucking sit off that Rocky IV money, you know. What a good...
Who would he play cards with? You guessed it. Frank Stallone. Shout out Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking... Just relax a little bit, Sly, you know?
Yeah.
Give the world some good things. Rocky IV is still one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Love Rocky IV.
Love that Countach scene.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That's... Yeah.
Even though it's, you know, anti-Russian propaganda. Even though it's literally a movie, like, made by the CIA.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Yeah, I mean, like... Yeah, sure. Whatever. Like, no, I... Do not doubt you. It was the 80s.
For sure.
But, like, if he just stopped making movies there.
If he died in 1981, I can't remember what comedian said this. And I'm giving them credit to whoever said that right now. It was on something I listened to one time. We would think he was, like, a prolific.
Yeah, just, like, an absolute artist.
Yeah.
He, like, died before his time, but, like, no...
It would be like one of those, imagine what could have been, the way we talk about, like, Kurt Cobain.
But all he'd do is just fucking sell out.
Yeah, dude.
And
dude, I wish Kurt Cobain would live so we could have seen him, like, have songs in, like, Ford commercials and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish Kurt Cobain was still alive so he could just do a fucking...
So he could sell out hard as shit.
Yeah, and he could be in a Disney movie right now.
Yeah. It was like... Kurt Cobain lives long enough to support the Iraq war.
Yeah. No, 100% he would.
How tight would that be, dude?
I don't know if that would.
That would be so tight.
I think I'd hate Nirvana even more than I do.
Yeah.
Stop playing with a fidget spinner.
Nah, dude. I like these fucking things.
You're a fucking retard.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm reclaiming that word, though, for the autists. Retard? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. If anyone says retard in my vicinity, I will have to just whip the shit out of you.
Hell yeah, dude.
That It's the N-word for people on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And look, that you can hear that through the fucking monitor. It's like traveling through the wood in directly into the preamp. That's fucked up.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's kind of fucked up. This is horrible.
Cool, though.
This is horrible.
You're horrible. All right. This has been Adam and Griff's retirement plan.
Truly is.
Retirement podcast.
I don't fucking know.
It's whatever. It's AAGRP.
Yeah. Check us out. AAGRP on Twitter. AAGRP podcast on Instagram. And
we'll tweet out post a picture of the Mexican grandma Mary Mural Randy Savage.
Yeah. Email us at AAGRPpodcast@gmail.com for questions, comments, concerns.
If you have any of those, stick them up your ass.
No,
or don't. Actually genuinely care about our audience and would like feedback.
Yeah, we would like something to talk about on the podcast.
For sure.
We did us.
For sure.
It's been a pleasure, Griffin.
Absolutely, Adam.
New episode will come out whenever the fuck it comes out. Stop asking me, damn it.
You'll get it when you get it.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Peace.